الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ووصيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: ورفعنا لك ذكرك. وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. We all praise, glorify and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds, and we thank Him for sending the most blessed, the most honorable Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as rahmatan lil alameen into our lives and into the lives of all of creation. We send salutations and peace and blessings upon our noble Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, and upon his purified and noble family members, and upon the illustrious companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal shower upon you all on this blessed day of Jumu'ah, in this blessed month of Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Nur. And may our attendance become a means for our guidance, for our purification, and for our success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Allahumma ameen. Previously on Jumu'ah, we began our discussion on the importance of our relationship with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how there is no other way, no other path, and no other form of acceptance except via the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and into the gardens of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no najah, there is no falah except bi tariqati Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we shared a beautiful part of a poem in which Ahmad Shawqi mentions, وُلِدَ الْهُدَى فَالْكَائِنَاتُ ضِيَاءٌ, that the guidance was born, was sent to all of mankind, and it illuminated all of the heavens and the earths. This is the life of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So today, inshaAllah al-Aziz, we will continue in recognizing the great maqam and the great importance that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has and should have in each and every one of our lives. I'd like to begin with a question to myself and to all of you, that we see many people in the world, billions of people in the world with sight, but they lack something which is called insight. We see many people, or the majority of people throughout the world, with a heart, but what they lack is the warmth and the love within their hearts. You'll see people with intellect, and they only see the black and white, but they fail to see the beauty and the majesty and the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the signs of Allah azza wa jal all around us. And this is something that we need to address within ourselves, that how do we perceive the maqam and the status of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is he just like every single one of us here? Or is he like the way he himself described, أَيُّكُمْ مِثْلِي لَسْتُكَ أَحَدِكُمْ لَسْتُكَ هَيْئَتِكُمْ إِنِّي أَرَى مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ وَإِنِّي أَسْمَعُ مَا لَا تَسْمَعُونَ. But I see that which you cannot see and never see or perceive. And I hear that which you can never hear, because he is the one who used to hear the animals speak to him and do shakwa. He is the one who used to speak to the stones and speak to Uhud and said, هَذَا جَبَلٌ يُحِبُّنَا. This is a jabal, this is a mountain that loves us and we love it. So he is unlike any one of us. And today, inshallah al-Aziz, we will unwrap this particular question that is at the moment in time going through the mind of some of our youngsters, that they are struggling to find themselves recalling, remembering, rejoicing and celebrating the beautiful birth of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are some people, as I mentioned, some people with sight but without insight. Similarly, there are some people in the world that claim it is bid'ah, and also they go to the extent saying it is haram to celebrate the birth of the beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, stating that it has no basis and no foundation in the deen whatsoever. So today, inshallah, in our own gentle way, we will answer this question and also remind ourselves the great maqam of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Ibn Kathir, for those people who know the ulama, and he was a student of Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, a great scholar of our time, Imam Ibn Kathir, and he's written great books, and one of those is Tafsir Ibn Kathir. In his book, Al-Bidaya wal-Nihaya, a very, very voluminous book, huge book, he mentions, and this is obviously ascribed all the way back to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba ikram, that he mentions that there are four instances. How many? Four instances where the shaitan, shaitanir rajim, the rejected, the accursed shaitan, Satan himself, he shrieked. And shrieked is a very, very powerful voice, far greater than wailing and screaming. Shriek is like when you're at the end of your life. This is when you shriek. And he shrieked four times within his life, screamed and wailed as great as you can imagine. Imagine the wail and the scream of losing a loved one or seeing somebody suffer, and multiply that by a billion or perhaps even more. The shaitan, he screeched, shrieked and screeched and screamed, and he wailed on four instances. And Imam Ibn Kathir mentions this. And this is the hadith that Ranna Iblis arba'a marrat, arba'an. Rannat. This is the hadith that he wailed and he shrieked four instances. Hina lu'ina, when he was cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah azza wa jalla said to him, qala fakhruj minha fa innaka rajim wa inna alayka la'nati ila yawm al-deen. That Allah azza wa jalla cursed the shaitan, and then hina uhbita, the first time he screamed when he was cursed by Allah Azza wa Jal, he shrieked. And the second time he shrieked when he was expelled and thrown in and evicted out of the gardens of paradise, Hina uhbita. And he shrieked again because he realized the curse of Allah is everlasting and infinite. And now that I have been thrown out of Jannah, I will never return into Jannah. And the third time that he shrieked, حين أرسل وبعث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was born and sent to all of creation, this is the time that he also shrieked, because he realized رحمة للعالمين has been sent to all of mankind. Now I won't be able to do much in comparison to what I intended to do. And the fourth time that he shrieked and he screamed and he wailed was when Suratul Fatiha, Hida unzilat Suratul Fatiha, when Fatiha was revealed, because this is the sum of all the entire Quran. When you recite Suratul Fatiha, this is Ummul Kitab, this is the essence of the entire Quran. And he realized, the true Muslims who recite this, I will not be able to misguide them. And he realized at the birth of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he would not be able to match in any way or form the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So now ask yourself, are we from those who shout, who scream, who moan, who shriek and cry like shaitan at the birth and the arrival of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam? Or are we those who rejoice? Are we those who remember? Are we those who smile? Or are we those who celebrate and follow the blessed life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who are you? This example should be sufficient for you to recognize who you are. As I mentioned, there are people with sight without insight. There are people with heart but without love. And there are people here in the world as well who do not rejoice and remember the beautiful life of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Whereas the reality is that Allah Azza wa Jal himself talks about and celebrates the birth of other prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, including the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, he talks about births of other prophets. Ya Zakariya, inna nubashiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya. Oh Zakariya, we give you glad tidings of the upcoming birth of your son, who we have named Yahya. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the birth of other prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions in the Quran, وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدَ وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّ. That Isa alayhi salam is saying, salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon me. On which day? What is the first thing that he mentions, Isa alayhi salam, as recorded by Allah Azza wa Jal? Salamun alayhi yawma wulida, salamun, on the day of his birth, of Isa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also celebrates and talks about the life of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam when he says, wa mubashiram bi rasulin ya'ti min ba'd ismuhu Ahmad. I'm giving you glad tidings of a Rasul, of a Messenger whose name is Ahmad, who will come towards the end of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is reminding us and saying, Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nazira. We have sent you, we have created you, and we have sent you to all of mankind in this particular form and fashion. So who are we truly? Are we the ones who celebrate and rejoice in the life and the birth of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam? Or are we those who are arguing and bickering and shouting and screaming and screeching that, oh, why are you celebrating the birth of the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the question that we need to ask ourselves. But to unwrap this particular thing itself, milad or mawlid or ihtifal, what is ihtifal? And in the Arabic language, ihtifal is mazidu ihtimam. It is mazidu ata. It is mazidu hub. It is mazid sana. It is mazid fikr. It is mazid zikr. It is mazid hamd and shukr and salawat and ittiba'. This is what ihtifal is. Celebrating and rejoicing is the increase in giving in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, an increase in loving the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an increase in praising the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, in getting closer to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in following the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, in reflection of his life and his legacy, and in praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what actually ihtifal is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is talking about the birth of his prophets, and he's talking about the glad tidings of his prophets, and this is exactly what we lovers of Rasulullah are doing in the masajid, in the mahafil, are remembering the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the greatest of all of creation. I'll give you a normal day-to-day example. Every single one of us who are parents, we prepare without a doubt. And if you don't, then shame on you. But we all prepare, and we decorate, and we celebrate, and we broadcast pre-birth and post-birth of our child. My wife is pregnant, subhanallah, mashallah, mubruk, congratulations. And then, you know, the decorations go off, and the celebrations begin, and so many other things. And we call people, and we share the news, and we give out food and cakes and sweets, and we do the atiqah, and we cut the hair, and we give sadaqah, and we name our child, and we do shukr. Shukr for our child. For a child, for our child. Why is it that we do not do shukr for Sayyidu Waladi Adam, the master of all of Bani Adam, all of the children of Bani Adam, which is none other than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do we not celebrate? Do you not rejoice? Do you not plan? Do you not prepare? Do you not share? You do all of this for your child, but you can't do this and you can't bring yourself to remember the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and his birth in this month and also throughout the year. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam himself, he did this preparation and sharing and feeding and all of these elements, what we are doing here today. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself performed his own aqiqah. Aqiqah, for those people who have had children, you do that on the seventh day. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, past Nabuwa, post Nabuwa, he did it. Even though his grandfather Abdul Muttalib had performed it, he still did it. Because he wanted to show people that this is how I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how you should also thank Allah azza wa jal. So he didn't hesitate to share and rejoice and share food and bring people together and gather them and celebrate. So why do we as Muslims, as followers, as people who say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, why do we hesitate to remember and celebrate the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam when you never do that for your own child? And we know that the Prophet ﷺ himself celebrated it, so why do you not follow and also celebrate his beautiful life as well? The Prophet ﷺ was asked a beautiful question. Su'ila an sawm al-isnain. He was asked a question by his Sahaba that, Ya Rasulullah, Masir, what is the secret? Why are you fasting on Mondays? And the Prophet ﷺ, the first answer he gave, the first point that he gave to the Sahabi who is asking that particular question, he said, Fihi wulidt. Because this is the day that I was born. This is my birthday. And this is why I am celebrating this day by doing shukr and hamd and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Monday is special. And I fast on Mondays because it is my birthday. This is what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, the first thing. And وَفِيهِ أُنزِلَ. It is also the day that revelation began as well. Another Sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah, why is Friday Sayyidul Ayyam? Why is Friday so special? What is the significance of Friday? And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the first answer he gave to that question, because he said, Fihi khuliqa Adam. On this day, Adam alayhi salam was created. On this day, Adam alayhi salam was sent to earth. On this day, Adam alayhi salam returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Friday is special, because Adam was created. And Monday is special because I was sent to all of mankind. And this is how he celebrated it. He celebrated it by sharing and rejoicing with his family and friends and doing aqiqah. And he celebrated and rejoiced by doing dhikr and shukr and hamd and ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single Monday. So go back to the beginning. Why do we not celebrate the birthday of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? When you can see all of these elements here within our faith, within our religion, within the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imam Shafi'i, a great scholar, a great pioneer, and my friend over there, brother Jamal, he will tell you from Egypt what a great imam he was, what a great scholar he was, and he is a pioneer of his time. When normal people write poetry in the praise of the Prophet ﷺ, some people have difficulty digesting it. Oh, he's not an alim, he's not this, he's not that, he said something extravagant. This is an imam, imam of our mazahib, Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayh, and he is saying, وَاهْتَزَّتِ الْأَرْضُ إِجْلَالًا لِمَوْلِدِهِ شَبِيهَةً بِعُرُوسٍ هَزَّهَا الطَّرَبُ. That the earth, the entire earth shook in reverence for the birth of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, just the way a bride shakes with joy at the arrival of her husband when she is married. This is how the earth shook in reverence for the arrival of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Who is saying this? Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, no ordinary person. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he celebrated his birthday every single week. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam shared food. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gathered people to recognize that this is the day that I was born on Monday. He gathered them, he announced and he celebrated and he fed them and he did dhikr and he did hamd and he did shukr. And this is all what? This is ihtifal bi mawlidin nabi. This is the celebration and rejoicing and recounting and remembering the birth of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is exactly what we do, not just in the month of Rabiul Awwal, but also throughout the year. Because we know that if it wasn't for the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, we would not have La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We would not have our salah. We would not have our siyam. We would not have our zakah. We would not have our hajj. We would not have the path to Jannah. Everything comes via the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it begins at his birth. And this is why we remember the birthday of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to give you another example. It's not just about remembering on joyous occasions, but also on difficult occasions as well. We should always remember the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. Beautiful hadith in Sunan al-Tirmizi. خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بعض مغازي. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام went to one of his expeditions and then he returned back from there. فلما انصرف جاءت جارية سوداء. And when he returned, a black slave woman came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. فقالت يا رسول الله. And she said, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, إني كنت نذرت, that I have made this oath, this pledge, إن ردك الله سالما أن أضرب بين يديك بالدف وأتغنى, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns you back to us after this expedition, after this war, and you return back to us, you arrive back into our lives, and how will I rejoice? How will I celebrate? I will play the duf and I will sing in shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your safe return. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam replied to her and said, فَقَالَ لَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِن كُنْتِ نَزَرْتِ فَضْرِبِي وَإِلَّا فَلَا, that if you have made this oath, if you have taken this promise and this pledge to do this, and I have returned, therefore go and do your daf, and go and sing and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my safe return. But look at the context of this particular situation. This is not a context where people are all happy and they're celebrating and they're rejoicing. This is a time of jalal. This is a time of people where they have lost their life after the expedition. There are people in a state of loss. There are people in a state of sorrow. There are people in a state of suffering and anxiety because they've just come back from war. This is a mawqif al-jalal, not a mawqif al-jamal. But in spite of that, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, go and do your daf and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sing. And she did that. And from this, our ulama, the ulama ahl sunnah wal jama'ah, they extract and they extrapolate. It's called istidlal in the Arabic language. It is istihsan and istihbab, which is something which is highly recommended and something which is beneficial to praise and remember the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Arabic, we have this rule called qiyasi awla, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam permitted the celebration due to his return and arrival from the war, than min babi awla, then it is a greater right that we celebrate his arrival to this world. And this is what Muslims do throughout the world, not just in the month of Rabiul Awwal, but also throughout the year. The time, zaman, and makan, and kawn, and all of the prophets, and the mala'il a'la, everything in creation celebrated the arrival of the birth of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And therefore we also, those people with love in their heart, those people of insight, and those people who truly understand the maqam of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam, we also rejoice, whether we are happy, whether we are sad, whatever the occasion, we always remember the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we thank Allah azza wa jal for sending him into our lives, for he is the greatest ni'mah, the ni'matul uzma, the ni'matul kubra, the greatest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to all of mankind. And I want to give you a further example from the Quran, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Allah azza wa jal himself, he announced, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he prepared And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala celebrated the beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How so? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He reminds us, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِسْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ What is this situation? What is this scenario? Let me just simplify it for you. Because people read this in the wrong mindset. This is what the reality is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brought the council together, a council meeting. Do you know how we have the UN meeting? All of the leaders of all of the world get together in one place. This is elite. This is a council meeting, but not of ordinary individuals, but of the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a heavenly conference, a mu'tamar, where it's exclusive audience, an agenda to only talk about the birth and the arrival of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to remind the prophets and to prepare the prophets to honor and to love and to support and to pledge allegiance upon the birth and the arrival of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the situation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to showcase the greatness and the celebration and the impending arrival of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gathered all of the prophets in an exclusive audience and said, I will send the final messenger, and when he comes, you will love him and honor him and support him. Wait for his arrival, prepare for his arrival. And every prophet from that point onwards, they would always do dua, oh Allah, send that final prophet in our ummah, in our time, so we can celebrate his praise, we can honor him, and we can love him, and we can cherish him, and we can support him, and we can follow him. Every single prophet wanted to be from his ummah. How lucky and fortunate are we that Allah Azza wa Jal chose us to be from the ummah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So how is it that we are reluctant or hesitant to remember and to rejoice and celebrate the beautiful life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Because surely it does not make sense. This does not make sense. So, لِمَاذَ النَّاسُ مَرْضَى At this moment in time, why are people sick? لِمَاذَ النَّاسُ فِي قَلَقٍ وَفِي فَقْرٍ وَفِي ضَعْفٍ وَفِي ظُلْمٍ وَفِي ظُلْمٍ وَفِي كَهَابَةٍ Why? Why are all of these things amongst us here today that we are sick, that people are anxious, that people are in poverty, we are weak, we are wrong, we are humiliated, we are depressed? The reason for all of this is because we have turned away from the source of all happiness, from the leadership and success of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we remember and reclaim and rejoice and follow in the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's footsteps, then all of these things, these kahaba, this zulm, and these injustices and everything that are in our lives, they will all be removed because of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as Allah azza wa jal reminds us in the Quran, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ That we have raised, we have elevated your dhikr. You are there in the heart and the mind of all of the angels, of all of creation, for those people with love, those people with iman. This is how they remember the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not just once a week, or once a month, or once a year. We are constantly remembering the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's look at the Quran itself. There are 6,236 ayat in the Quran. But do you know from those 6,236 ayat, 1,072 ayat specifically talk about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And this is what we do in our mahafil. We talk and talk and talk about the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And those 1,072 ayah repeat the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's name or his qualities and his beauties 2,672 times. And they describe every single aspect of the beautiful life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask yourselves why. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, look at the greatness of my Nabi. Look at how I talk about him again and again and again. Look at how I celebrate his life. Look at how I have dedicated over 20% of dhikr in the Quran just for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam is before all of the believers. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. The iman will never be complete until you command them what to do, until they follow you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his wife, وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ. The wife of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam are our mothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his chest, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about you and your chest? Why do you talk about somebody and their qualities and their beauties unless they are beloved to you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look at the chest of my Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at his back. الَّذِي أَنْقَدَ ظَهْرَكَ. Look at his back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, عَلَى قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْزِرِينَ. Look at the beautiful heart of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing the beautiful face of the Messenger alayhi salam look towards the heaven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. He is talking about the beautiful lips of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam and the tongue of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَآ. The heart of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam is unlike any other heart created by Allah azza wa jal. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا تَغَى. Look at the eyes of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Look at the eyes and the beauty of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah azza wa jal throughout the entire Quran does not take an oath on anything insignificant, and he does not take an oath on any other human being. But here Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran states, لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. I take an oath by your life, Ya Rasulullah, that you, this is how they are. Without you they are nothing. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the beautiful thiyab, the clothes of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and he concludes by saying, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Everywhere you look at the Quran, the mawdu of the Quran is Nabi, Nabi, Nabi. So how can our purpose in our life not always be talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is how important he is. This is how significant he is. This is why we rejoice and we remember, because Allah has rejoiced and remembered again and again and again and shown us his great maqam. This is why we as Muslims celebrate the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I just want to conclude with the poem of Imam Shafi'i for my brother there, Brother Kamal, and also for those people who understand the Arabic language. Beautiful, beautiful poetry by Imam Shafi'i, the leader of the A'immah amongst the four. He mentions, مَنْ مِثْلُكُمْ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ يَنْتَسِبُ لَيْتَ الْمَلُوكَ لَهَا مِنْ جَدِّكُمْ نَصَبُ مَا لِلصَّلَاطِينِ أَحْسَابُ بِجَانِبِكُمْ هَذَا هُوَ الشَّرَفُ الْمَعْرُوفُ وَالْحَسَبُ خَيْرُ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمْ يُذْكَرْ عَلَى شَفَةٍ إلا وصلت عليه العجم والعرب خير النبيين لم تحصر فضائله مهما تصدت لها الأسفار والكتب خير النبيين لم يقرن به أحد وهكذا الشمس لم تقرن بها الشهب واهتزت الأرض إجلالا لمولده شبيهة بعروسها الزهد طرب الماء فاد زلالا من أصابعه أروى الجيوش وجوف الجيش يلتهب والزبي أقبل بالشكوى يخاطبه والصخر قد صار منه الماء ينسكب. If you knew Arabic language, honestly, you would just be absolutely gobsmacked. But this very, very quickly I'll explain. He mentions that who is comparable to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? There is no one comparable to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of the kings want to be from the lineage of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because they know when they are from his lineage, this is when they will receive honor and maqam because of their connection. مَا لِلصَّلَاتِينِ أَحْسَابٌ بِجَانِبِكُمْ. What are all of the, you know, the achievements of the salateen, of the sultans, in comparison to your honor, to your maqam? Nothing, ya Rasulullah. خير النبيين لم يذكر على شفة. There is no other greater prophet that has been mentioned by the lips, except that even the Arabs and the non-Arabs, they can only praise the Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام. خير النبيين لم تحصر فضائله. That you are the greatest prophet, and nobody can recount the great virtues of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Even if you were to write countless books and go on innumerable amount of travels, you would still be unable to enumerate the fada'il of the Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام. خير النبيين لم يقرن به أحد. There is no prophet where you can compare with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Just the way you cannot compare the sun with the meteorites or the stars, the sun has its own majesty. واهتزت الأرض إجلالا. And the entire earth shook in reverence of due to the arrival and the birth of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His hands were such where water would come out from his fingers, and he would feed the Sahaba ikram, whereas the enemies would be there starving and thirsty. And the gazelle would go and do shikwa to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and he would talk to her and he would address her and sort out her situation. And the stones would allow water to come through due to the command of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the Imam Shafi'i recalling the great majesty, the greatness of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we are those who love dearly the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and we rejoice and we recount and we remember and we follow the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qawlan wa fi'lan wa qalban, with our statement, with our heart, and also with our actions. لهذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم جزاكم الله خيرا. اعلانات سے پہلے سب سے درخواست کی جاتی ہے